Good morning. We are continuing on our topic of Maris Ayin, the Isra of Maris Ayin, and we're going to look at a practical question that was posed to Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe and his Igros Moshe was asked as follows: if there's a synagogue, and in that synagogue there was no mechitza, it was a large synagogue, then there were people who used to go there, used to pray there, that they insisted, we want to start davening in a place that has a mechitza. So what they did was, instead of installing it as they should have in the main synagogue, they set up in a separate room, could have been a classroom, some other room, that there would be a proper shul with a mechitza. And the question was, is it permitted to go there? They went in through the same entrance. We have a question of Maris Ayin, and people see people going to that larger building, they're going to be thinking that people are going to the synagogue without the mechitza, as opposed to the classroom, the shul, that has a mechitza. So Rav Moshe, in his response, divides up, is it known or is it not known that there is a proper shul, small shul, but a proper shul with a mechitza in that building or not? So we're going to take the side that it's not known. And he says, if it's not commonly known to the public that there is a proper place to daven in that building, it's absolutely prohibited to go there. And he says as follows: not only is there an isser of chshad meaning that if somebody sees another entering that building, so if B sees A going to that building, he's going to be choshed him, he's going to be suspicious, he's going to daven, he's going to pray in the synagogue without a mechitza. So that's one isser. And in addition, not only is it a problem of chshad that he's going to think, that B is going to think that A is going to do something wrong going into the shul without a mechitza, but there's also an issur of Maris Ayin, that people may learn from A that it's okay to go and pray in a place that it doesn't have mechitza, even though A really is going to daven in a proper place. He's going to the small classroom, the small room that has a mechitza, but people watching don't know that. So we have an issur of chshad, and we have an issur of Maris Ayin as well. But now let's take the side that it's a known thing in the public that there is indeed in that building not only the large synagogue without the mechitza, but there's a shul as well that has the mechitza. So in this situation, Rav Moshe says that it could very well be that the isser of chshad goes away, the isser of chshad, so people may not be thinking then. They know there's a shul in there as well, so they're not going to be thinking definitively, I'm going to daven in the synagogue, maybe I'm davening in the shul, so they're not going to be thinking I'm doing something wrong. But we still have, says Rav Moshe, the isser of Maris Ayin, because people may be learning from the fact that they see A going in, A and B and C, they're going to the shul, everyone else is going to the synagogue. People may be seeing them and they're going to learn that you can go into that building, and they're going to think they're going down, they're going to daven in the synagogue when they're really going into the shul. So he says, when it's a known thing that there's a proper smaller shul in that building, despite the fact that chshad is not going to be a problem, but Maris Ayin is still going to be a problem. And then he goes on to say something critical to us to understanding: when is there a problem of Maris Ayin and when is there not a problem of Maris Ayin? So he says as follows: whenever you have a safek with an isser of Maris Ayin, we're going to be lenient. What does that mean? So he says as follows: if it's more likely than not that people aren't doing an isser, or even if it's 50-50, maybe they're going to be doing something wrong, maybe they're not going to be doing something wrong, we're going to be lenient. But if it's more likely than not, for example, 51% of the time you're going to be doing an isser and 49% of the time you're not going to be doing an isser, that's going to be a problem. So when we apply that to our situation here in this building, more people going in are going to the synagogue than the shul, so it's more likely than not that an isser is being done, we are going to be machmir in this Maris Ayin. So that's how we paskin, a typical case. When we're looking and maybe something is wrong, maybe something is not wrong, A is doing something wrong, maybe is not, if it's 50-50 likelihood, we're going to be lenient. But if it's more likely than not that he's doing something wrong, we're going to be machmir. If it's less likely than not that he's doing something wrong, it's likely 49% that he's doing something wrong, 51% that he's not doing something wrong, then obviously we're going to be lenient. At 50-50, we're going to be lenient on it, on a typical Maris Ayin. But then Rav Moshe says that's the typical case. But here, when we have something that is commonly violated. People don't know the severity of davening, praying without a mechitza, because then this was written a number of decades ago, that people were very lax in this area. Rav Moshe says, even if it's a 50-50 safek a shakol, even in a situation will be maybe yes, maybe no, it's equal chances, we should be machmir as well. And certainly in this situation, that it's more likely than not, but people are going in and doing the isser, Rav Moshe turns out that he paskins that we have to be machmir in this situation. Have a wonderful day.